The whole process that brought us to this moment has really been incredibly filled with the Holy Spirit. The nominations that come in through the different Catholic universities that partner with the Opus Prize, most people don't even know that they're nominated. And it's really incredible that out of 30 to 50 nominations that the university received, that they picked us as one of three finalists in the world to be considered for both a monetary prize, but a symbolic prize of what it means to do faith-rooted change in different parts of the world.
This is in the world, and this is Micah. This is Fredericksburg. Wow.
Indeed, indeed. And the biggest thing that I think we're walking away from this with is, we're walking away with $100,000, but we're walking away with millions of friends all over the world and all of these new connections. And it really, to think that little Fredericksburg is on the map
Yeah.
in that process is a really incredible thing.
Just to talk about the homelessness all goes back to just a breakdown in relationships. And you've talked about that in recent years. And that gets a worldwide hearing. I sat there last night and I thought, Megan's got to write a book about this now.
Yes, and one of the theology professors actually came up to me afterward and said, you really need to write this down because you are talking about how God exists in the world in a way that's very different. It's on my bucket list to write a book at some point. Finding the time for that is a whole other thing. It really does help get that message out there, and particularly at a time where a lot of people have other ideas about how we should care for our unhoused neighbors in community. And I like to think that we are at least a mustard seed of a different kind of message in the world.
Whether it's Micah or any number of other nonprofits around here, just because we're in Fredericksburg doesn't mean we have to think small, and you can have ideas that the people around the world can use. And there's a great lesson in this that size and locality doesn't matter. You can have an impact on the world stage.
Yeah. Well, and one of the things I heard a lot this week in talking about the and hearing the folks from the Opus Prize talk and listening to the students ask questions and even the other two finalists, the big question in faith-rooted change is always when you look around your community and you are trying to answer the question, well, who is my neighborhood? What is my neighborhood? How do I love my neighbor? And you're unsettled by the things that you see and the things that you experience. The big thing that not just the three finalists that were recognized this year, but the three finalists that have been recognized for many years before that, the different responses to how I love my neighbor always go back to people who, when you look around and you are unsettled by what you see, and you say, who's going to do something about that? And you realize that it is God that is calling you to do that. That is really the impetus behind what we talk about when we talk about what it means to respond to the very least among us with a posture of God working through us and God allowing us to see things and to then be concerned about that and then to do something about it.
Yeah, and hopefully more people get involved, whether it's financially or giving of themselves and volunteering in that way. The other thing is just the fact that I thought as it all played out was the fact that it's not insignificant that as runners up, $100,000, that's going to be coming back here and be used to further the messages and the programs of MICA.
Right, that's right. And rumor has it we're building a neighborhood.
Rumor does have it.
And so that is going to be huge fuel to our fire
Yeah.
in this whole campaign about how we take this ever-evolving continuum of compassion that we've been building for 20 years and turn it into a permanent home for neighbors on the street to live affordably, have purpose, and grow meaningful relationships.
Well, it was really a fantastic night to see you up on stage with everybody, and you know, to see people represented from around the world, and to see Megan Cotter there from Fredericksburg. I was proud.
Well, thank you, Ted. It was a really incredible experience. You know, I have new friends in Zambia and England now, and it really is a special honor that we're very proud to and humbled.
MichaelFredericksburg.org if you want to find out more and see where you fit in to get involved and become involved now with Micah.